You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. This is your host, Jim Phillips. You know, if you have any questions, I'll just remind you, you can send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com, or you can call them in a toll-free voicemail, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. You can find information on our website, which is preparemyfamily.com. And remind people about that DVD, the first one in the series that we have. It's a two-hour principle-based DVD. I've given all these things over the air. You can certainly go back and listen in the archives. I encourage you to do that. But if you'd like the DVD, number one in the series, it's $5.50, which is just the cost of getting it to you. Would love to have you get those. You can either go through Ask Jim or to Prepare My Family, and you'll find that DVD giveaway. We're giving the information away, just the cost of delivery. Or you could leave a message on the 888-U-GET-SET, and you'll be contacted so you can order that. Continuing our discussion of water, one of the things I think I didn't tell you about is, you know, when you're going to stack these buckets up, and we do just like we did. I was telling you how to make that one with the commercially produced filters, where you'll take the top of one of these buckets and you'll cut it out so the other one can sit on there and you let the water drip through. You know, it's just the same technique. You can do it with 2.5-gallon buckets or 3-gallon buckets or 5-gallon buckets. Now, 5-gallon buckets, you stack up three of those guys, it's pretty tall, but you're making a fairly large water processing system. Be sure that you have it stabilized. You may want to brace it or tie it off or get it into a corner or something like that so that it can't be tipped over real easily. But you've got a real water-producing machine when you do that. So it's the same kind of techniques we talked about in making the other one. Now, something that I always encourage people to do when we're discussing these things, please practice with them, play with them, try them, particularly in this when you're making something. Don't just buy some activated carbon and some sand and have some rocks, you know, and some buckets and diatomaceous earth, and it's all sitting off over there someplace, and it's like, well, when the time comes, I'm going to make one. There's an old Bedouin saying that says this: dig your well before you're thirsty. If you've run out of water and you're now trying to purify and clean up some contaminated water, and you haven't made one of these things before, it might take you a while. You might also make some mistakes. Please get some of these materials now. Make one of these. See how many holes you find that you need to put in it. So your diatomaceous earth may be a little different than mine. Your activated charcoal might be different. Your sand might be different. The fabrics you're using might be different. The throughputs might be a little bit different. So you need to have that practice with what you're using before the emergency, rather than try to figure it out in the midst of it, when it might be a dangerous time to learn how to put on and use a parachute while you're falling out of a plane. Practice now before the events. That's a very important thing to do. See you in just a few moments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're still talking about our water filtration and making some of these filters and or testing them. As a matter of fact, I recommend that you test and try everything before you use it. And in some cases, that means you're going to use something up and consume it. But that's okay. You have an understanding of how and why it works. These filters, if you build up one of these filters and use it for a little while, make some adjustments, maybe bore in a few more holes or plug up some of the holes, so now that you know how to make it, it's all in your mind. Those materials that you've had, you're going to end up throwing them away. Your sand, diatomaceous earth, and that carbon after you've used it for a little while, you don't really want to save them and try and keep them. So you'll end up throwing them out. But you spent a few dollars. Let's say you spent $20 on those materials. You probably won't, but let's just assume you did. You spent $20 to gain understanding, to gain knowledge that will save your life. It's a deal. It's a bargain. Do that. Use these things. Play with them so that you really, really have confidence in what you're doing. And see, that's what your attitude is about, developing this attitude of I can do it, I can make it, I'm okay. We're talking about confidence. We're talking about having faith in yourself and your ability. That's why playing with them is so important. One thing to remind you about, just as I said previously, in the building up the filter using the commercially made filters in the buckets, you'll see that you have a bypass issue on the side of these buckets that you stack up, where the smaller bucket bottom is on top of the larger lid that's cut out. If you spill water on the side of this thing, it'll bypass those different stages and it can contaminate the water down below. You need to either seal it or just be aware of that and handle things very, very carefully so that you do not cross-contaminate. You don't bypass contaminate the clean water that you have in the lower chambers. Let's talk about other ways of purifying water in an emergency. In nature, you know, the word is basically moving water or tumbling water, where it's being aerated, does a pretty good job of reducing many of the pathogens. Now, just getting oxygen in water is not going to take out everything. There are some little critters that are really tough, the cryptosporidians and the giardias and those guys, are a little harder to kill back, particularly when they're in the spore state. They don't die off too easy. They're easy to filter because they're fairly large, and of course you can use chemicals to kill them. Now, very strong solutions of very active oxygen, such as what you would find in hydrogen peroxide or that you would find in ozone, those are much more reactive, and they can be used for purifying. And there are some ozone generators that will do a really good job of killing most pathogens. You can find them in the swimming pool and the hot tub supply. If you don't want to be soaking chlorine, oxygen or ozone is one of those other options that you do have. So consider other options, but be very careful. Read the specifications on them, and you may also want to do some of your own testing. And how I do that is I will take something, take a known contaminated ugly water, get a sample of that, run it through one of my filters or one of my programs, and then I can take those down to a health department or to a university and say, tell me, here's water before I processed it, and they can tell you what's in it. Here's the water after I processed it. Is that water clean? Is it pure? And you're going to spend, you know, $25, $30, $40, whatever it is nowadays, but then you'll have the confidence in what you're doing rather than relying on somebody's theory. You see, it's only a theory until you've done it, until you've proven it. Ultraviolet from the sun is a way of purifying water. If you had no other way to do it, then one of the things you can do is take your water, put it in, actually a glass jar would be preferred if you have a glass jar with a lid, but you could use the 2-liter soda bottles, the clear ones. Take the label off, get a clear one, put water in it, put it out in bright sunshine, leave it for a day. Now, there have been different reports written on this about, you know, 4 hours of sunshine is adequate to kill all pathogens. It depends on your altitude. It depends on the amount of humidity that's in the air. It depends on what level of overcast there is, how much dust is in the air. There's a lot of things that can affect that. So I like to be on the very conservative side, and I would want to give it one solid day of good, bright sunlight. Now, let's suppose you have a little bit of overcast. That can cut down on the ultraviolet significantly, so you may have to go longer. But you can purify it with ultraviolet radiation from the sun. Higher altitude, the ultraviolet is stronger. It'll do a better job of killing. Of course, there's now available little water purification units. These are high-tech ones that run off of batteries and have a very small bulb that's producing a strong ultraviolet light that goes down inside the water, and that will do a great job of killing these guys back. The water needs to be the clearer the better, and if you have kind of murky or turbid water, you'll need to give it longer exposure time. And these manufacturers have instructions on that, and they're proving to do a very good job. They are dependent on having batteries, and they can be broken, but as long as you have batteries and you don't smash them, it will also do a good job. What you might want to do is you may want to run it through one of your homemade filters and strain everything out that way. Let's say you didn't have charcoal, you didn't have chlorine or iodine or some other killing unit, and you put it through this filter, and you had this water, and you just wanted to be absolutely sure that the viruses and everything were out of it. Viruses are very, very small. They're much harder to filter than bacteria and cysts. Then you could use your ultraviolet pen or one of those little bottles, and just be sure you zapped everything so you know that water is clean. But you get the idea. This is what we've been trying to do. We want to go from murky, dirty, contaminated water, and just because it looks clean doesn't mean it is clean. You want to turn that into something that's crystal clear, that has no odor to it, and that you know there are no living pathogens in it so you don't get sick. That's what this is all about. And if you think about it, and if you start experimenting and playing with some of the things I've told you, you'll be able to find other materials and things around that you could say, well, in an emergency, you know, I could build one that way. One that I see all the time as I'm driving on the road and you stop in to get gas and you walk in the convenience store, the C store there, and they always have all kinds of munchies for you to eat. And then you've got pepperoni sticks that's like 3 or 4 feet long, and they come in this long plastic tube. You grab one of them out of there. I've collected some of those plastic tubes from the C stores because they don't recycle them. They throw them out. I get them from them, and I look at that, and I say, well, there's a plastic column that's about 4 inches in diameter. It's clear so I can see what's going on. And I could layer up, you know, charcoal and diatomaceous earth and sand, and I could pour water through that. I could build myself a water filter with one of those things if I had to. Disadvantage is that when one of those items in there becomes clogged, you have to dump everything out. That's the advantage of having these discrete filtration units, these buckets, because if one of them becomes clogged or expended, you only have to service it. You don't have to, you know, throw everything away. So you start playing with things and thinking about it, you may come up with alternative ways to purify your water in an emergency. Let's talk about gathering water, finding water, coming up with water. After there's been some kind of an event occur, I said that you have to consider that all surface water, every bit of surface water or water that's close to the surface, shallow wells, is contaminated. Even deep wells can become contaminated if you have a flood where it floods over the top of that well and it washes debris and stuff down into the well. Now your groundwater is contaminated. So you have to consider what has occurred so that you will have a strong feeling or an idea about, is the water safe? Generally speaking, deep wells and deep springs, the water will be safe unless it's been overflooded and put contaminants into it. We don't have as many wells around, you know, the hand-dug wells lined with stones, and you drop a bucket down inside of them. Those are just not as common. Used to be around all the time. My mother talks about going out to the well and drawing a bucket of water, about having the pitcher pump inside the house, you know, where you actually have the house built over a well where you could pump water. We just don't have that for most people. Most people have either a municipal system, or if you're on well water, most of the time you have a powered pump that pulls the water out of the ground. Suppose there is no power. Suppose you're in a strange area. Whatever it is that's happened, you've got to an area, the surface water is contaminated, but you have wells available to you. How could you get water out of a well without electricity? This would be a nice little technique to understand, and it's actually not that hard to do, but you may need to have a few materials beforehand, or you can scrounge them, you can find them. It's just nice to have a few key components so that you don't have to try and tear down some plumbing. So let me describe this to you. You think of having a bucket that we dropped into a well. You drop the bucket down there, it kind of turns on its side, it starts to fill up with water. It sinks down in the water, and then you pull it up with a rope, and you have a bucket of water, and you pour the water out. Well, if you have a large diameter well, that works very, very nicely because the bucket can turn over. Suppose you have a well that's 6 inches in diameter or 8 inches in diameter, even down to 4 inches in diameter. You can't get a bucket down that thing that can turn over and fill up. Now, you could put down there maybe a cup, a tiny little thing that would turn over because it can't be any higher than what it could turn sideways in the pipe. So that's just impractical. Let's build a bucket, a lift bucket that fills from the bottom so that you could drop it down the well on a rope and you could allow it to fill up from the bottom, and then it has a valve in the bottom and you pull it up and now you've got your water. Well, the first thing to understand about wells, if you haven't seen one, is that they're going to have a pipe or a hose going down in there, and they'd have a power line to power that pump. You may have to get some help, build a tripod, and pull the pump out of the well so you can get into it. We'll talk about that and how you get the water out of the well in just a moment, but I want you to understand, if you have a well and a little bit of ingenuity, you can get water out of that well even if it's 100 feet deep. or 300 feet deep. You could still do it. We'll talk about how you do that right after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips with you this day, talking about our second parachute in the laws of material things, and the second parachute being water. You don't live long without water. That's the bottom line. It has to be enough of it. It has to be quality water. So we've been discussing this both last week and this week. Right now we're in the idea and topic of finding water. How do you come up with water to purify? We've either bought purifying systems, we have chemicals, we have heat, we have boiling, we have filters, we've made filters, whatever it is, but you've got to have something to run through them to render it safe. You may have a well. How do you get water out of one of these wells, even if it's a fairly deep well? We were discussing building a bucket that fills from the bottom, because if you could lower this little bucket or this little water lift down in the well, have it fill up from the bottom, and then you can pull it up. Well, the first challenge is that these wells usually are going to have either a pipe that goes down inside of them, or they're going to have maybe a rigid pipe, as my parents' wells years ago had, or it'll be a plastic pipe coming out of them with a submergible pump in the bottom. might also be a jet pump if it's not real deep, but you'll have some kind of a pump. You'll have pipes and wires going down in there to power it. That will require you to pull it out. That might be a little bit of work, but if you're not going to get power back and you know there's water down there, you need to get that thing out of that well. Don't do damage to things, so when things come back to life, you'll be able to reinstall things, so carefully remove things. That submergible pump usually has a rope tied to it, so you can pull it out, or you're going to lift it up with the pipe that lowers it down in there. Pull up the wiring, clean everything up, set them aside, protect them, don't get them in the dirt, wrap it up, and, of course, be sure you've disconnected power and all those kinds of things just in case you thought it was never coming back and it showed back up while you're working on this thing. You've got to be safe about them. Get somebody around you who can help explain it to you or help you. But let's just say you've got this pipe that goes down in the ground and there's water down there and you want some of it. And since you can't drop in a bucket that'll turn over, we want one that fills from the bottom. Here's how you could make one out of commonly available materials. If you have a well that's, 6 or 8 inches in diameter, which is reasonably common, then let's use some 4-inch ABS, the black plastic pipe that you use. It's used in sewer piping. It's commonly available. You can buy these materials at a hardware store now. We could build a lift bucket that would be anywhere from, let's say, 3 foot, 2 foot to 4 foot high. Much higher than that, it starts to get hard to work with. And if there's any bends in that pipe, it may not go down, so we're not going to make it too long. Let's get a section of 4-inch pipe. We're going to tie a rope on the top so that I can lower this pipe down in there and build a little flapper valve on the bottom that lets water come in. Here's the components that you need to do that. You're going to use a 4-inch coupling. Now, coupling means that it couples it from 4-inch pipe to 4-inch pipe. You can splice it together. So 4-inch coupling. If you're doing a 3-inch pipe, you can do exactly the same thing. The pieces are just a little smaller. So you'd have a 4-inch coupling. You would then have a reducing bushing that pushes up inside of this coupling on the bottom, and you want to reduce it from a 4-inch to a 2-inch, or might even go to a 1.5-inch, but 4 to 2-inch. Would do the job just fine. Then you need a toilet tank flapper valve. That's the thing, when you flip the handle, it pulls up a chain or a cord down in there, and it picks up this little flapper valve in the bottom so the water can drain out. Now, you start to get the feeling that you might be able to scrounge these things out of a house or out of toilets and things like that. You may want to clean them up, obviously, and be sure that they're sanitized and clean, but we can get water out of this well. Just go to the hardware store right now and buy one of those flapper valves. Now, it comes with things attached to it. You just cut it off because all I want is that round little disc that has that pointed little cone that goes out the bottom, and I'm going to need some pieces of wire and obviously some tools and some glue to put it together. But here's how it's constructed. You're going to take that flapper valve. Let's start at the bottom. We're going to take that bushing. We're going to push that bushing up inside of the 4-inch coupling and glue it in there. Now you see I've gone from a 4-inch pipe down to a 2-inch pipe. And if you take a look at that before you put that on the end of the 4-inch pipe, I could take that toilet flapper valve and you see it'll fit down in the bottom. That's the valve. When you push this down in the water pushes up that little flapper and it floats up a little bit. Now it'll float right to the top of the water, so we're going to have to stop it, but it'll float up so that the water can come in. Then you might also understand if you started to pick this thing up, the water rushing out is going to push that little flapper down in the bottom and plug it off. And the weight of gravity on the water is going to hold it against that flapper valve. And just like in your toilet tank, the water doesn't run out. So this is why you want to have these materials beforehand. You want to look at them and play with them to be sure that the flapper valve fits inside of everything and the reducing bushing, whether it's a 4 to 2-inch or 4 to 1.5-inch, everything fits together and it works. Because then what we're going to do is put that little flapper in the bottom. We're going to push that bushing up on and glue it onto the bottom of our piece of pipe. Because if you don't glue these things together, the bottom falls out of it and everything runs out the bottom of your well. And then we've got to put a stop in there so that flapper valve will not float up. And I'll tell you how you do that, but I hope you've built a mental picture that says, I could build a little lift pump that fills from the bottom so I could pull water out of a well whether it's 10 feet deep or 100 feet deep or 200 feet deep. Just need a long enough rope, drop it down there. Talk to you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful day. We're finishing up this little idea on how you could make a lift pump to get water out of a well or out of a tank. If it was a municipal water tank and you couldn't drain it out of the bottom, you had to get it out of the top. There's any number of uses for a device like this. 4-inch pipe, 4-inch coupling, a 4-inch to 2-inch reducing bushing, and a toilet tank flapper valve, a little bit of glue, a way to cut the pipe, and some wire. Here's what we're going to do with that wire. Remember I said that little flapper valve that's going to float up off the bottom? It only has to come up off the bottom. A half inch would be just fine. If you don't tie it down so it doesn't rise, it'll float right up to the top of the water, and then it'll float right down as all the water drops out when you lift up the pipe. So we want to hold it in the bottom. Here's how you do it. Just about, a half inch above that little flapper valve where it sits in there, you're just going to drill or bore some holes in there just large enough to get your wire through. and we're going to run a wire through that. Now, you could use baling wire. You could use a little heavier fence wire, something like that. Just run across there probably about four pieces of wire that crisscross that so that little flapper can't turn sideways and float up, holds it down in the bottom. The wire will poke out just a little bit, bend it over. If it fits tight, you don't have to worry about plugging up the hole. If you had a really big hole, then you're going to have to come back and caulk it or seal it. So you'll use a hole that's just the right size for your wire, push it through, and essentially you're done. You know, I would suggest you build one of these. Play with this. Get an idea. And as you do these things here again, you're developing the confidence that you can prepare so that you're not going to be afraid. You'll have solutions to all kinds of issues. Now, what's important is that you take a look around in your area. You take a look at the situations you have. I live in a high desert. Locating water is different for me than if you live in upstate New York. You know, you got water all over the place up there on the surface. I don't have as much surface water here, but I have a lot of wells in my area. If you're out on a ranch or a farm or even in a city, you've got a well usually to get the water. A lot of our water comes out of the mountains and streams. Every bit of it will be contaminated when things really get bad. I might be looking for a well, particularly if I don't have a way of reliably filtering that water and getting it clean, that I'm looking for a well where I have the highest probability of having safe water to drink. So now you start to get an idea about some of the supplies and materials that we have around us. You see, rope is kind of a supply and wire is kind of a supply, but we turn it into a tool when we make it into a lift bucket like this. And as you start to imagine, as you start to go down the list of all the things that you would do, you can be building your own list and priorities of the things that you would want to have. That's why I don't just tell people a list of all the things to get, because some things just don't apply to some people. There are some things that are very universal and that everybody should probably have, or something similar to that, a way of solving the problem. Well, you start to get the idea about how you build safety into your head. And in review of something that I talked about some time ago, as we have a few moments here, let's go back to this law of provident living. The law of provident living has four parts to it. Number one is spiritual. By that, I mean there's more to you than meets the eye. There's much more depth of character, capacity, possibility, future in you than you can touch and see and feel. And you have to nurture that and take care of that. Now, with this audience, and I think we're all pretty much on the same page, I will tell you, what does that mean? It means to me to have your spiritual life in line is that we're talking about the whole gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what it comes down to. It's immersing ourselves in the good news and in the good word, and it's making it a part of our lives and living those things, not just on Sunday and when we go to church, but in everything that we do and everything we think and we talk about. It's about following the admonitions that we've been given. And, you know, without getting into the doctrine, because there are some differences, let's say, of opinion in these areas, but it comes right down to this one simple concept that you and I have a great God of heaven who created us and put us here and have provided a way for us to develop and grow and change. And that is through the gospel, and that was administered, brought to us by the Savior himself. And it is through and by the Savior that salvation comes. And it's getting into that as a part of our life and making it a part of our life that is above anything else. That's why it's the top of my list. If you're not taking care of that, the rest of this stuff just does not matter. There's no purpose. There's no reason. So take care of that. It's vitally important. And this brings us down to this idea of attitude. See, if that's in place, your attitude about a lot of things changes. One of them is when I talk to people and sometimes they're going like, oh, I don't want to talk about preparedness and these things that could happen, and whether it's last days or emergencies or anything, and somebody says, oh, my goodness, this stuff scares me. Well, that's actually an attitude. If somebody is fearful, remember we talked about that, what's fear? Fear is ignorance. You eliminate fear by getting knowledge. And your attitude, one of fearfulness, changes because you have knowledge. Well, see, one of the knowledge things that we're obtaining is who we are, where we came from, where we're going, and that relationship that we have with heaven and with the Lord, so that now then I can make this statement to anybody, and this is one of those things that's almost sarcastic, don't mean it to be, but it's simply this. You do realize that none of us are getting out of this life alive. You understand that? None of us get out of this life alive. We all have to go through that event, if you will, the birth that we call death. That's what we get to go through. And whether it's sooner or later, I don't think we should be voting on that one. Our job is to do everything that we possibly can for as long as we're allowed to be here. That, again, is an attitude. I talk about attitude as being number two on this list because that's the thing that will determine whether you live or die. When things are really, really bad, that your attitude is the thing that will get you through. Part of your attitude comes about from the spiritual side of things because it says, you know, if I die, we're going to die anyway. I'm not afraid of death because I know that my relationship with my God is in order, so that if I am going to expire from this life, that's just fine. I'm going home where I belong anyway, and I don't have to stay here and go through this junk. That's one reason you want to have it in place. Now, I've heard some of our good Christian friends make a statement here, and I may offend a few people. I don't mean to offend, and that's why I don't get into some of the doctrine, because people look at it a little bit differently. But I've heard some people say, you know, I've lived a good life. I've been faithful in my duties. I've shared the gospel. I've been kind. I've tried to emulate the Savior in every way. And you go down this list of things that you've done, and sometimes I've had people say that. You know, when it really, really gets bad, when all of this stuff is coming down and it's terrible, I just want the Lord to take me home. I'm done. I've finished my journey here. Take me home. In fact, I believe that He will. As a matter of fact, I've heard some people say, that's why I don't store food. That's why I don't take care of emergency things, because, you know, when these things really get bad, I just want the Lord to take me home. Well, there's a couple of thoughts about that. I now have 20 grandchildren, and I'm going like, do I really want to watch them suffer? Do I want to bail out on them? My wife, my children, my children's spouses, do I want to leave them? That would be tough to watch, but it's much more important than that. That's kind of self-serving. Here's the most important part of this whole thing, and this is why I believe that we have been warned and forewarned. We've been told about things from the earliest of days, about things that would occur. Perhaps we're in that time. I'm no predictor of what's going on. That's not my job. I don't know. In fact, I was told, you know, personally, I was given the instructions that I was not to wake people up or evangelize in these areas so much. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to help people prepare those that want to help them, those that don't think you should. Well, you know, that's somebody else to wake them up, I guess. But those that are awake to what's going on and aware of what's going on, and if they've made the choice to say, I'm not going to prepare simply because I want to go home, I think that's the wrong attitude, my opinion. I will tell you that's the wrong attitude, because here's why we are needed here. And here's why I believe the Lord has warned and forewarned us to prepare ourselves in every needful area. And that is so. See, right now, you may have family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, people around you that you've tried to share with them the good news of the gospel, the good news of salvation, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've tried to tell them some of those things, and they're just kind of like, or I don't believe those, whatever it is. You know, it doesn't connect with them. And in some cases where you're close to those people, that may really hurt. You're going like, oh my goodness, this is so critical. Why can't you see that? And they just can't, for whatever reason. They're distracted by trials of the world. They're distracted by pleasures of the world. They're distracted by, I don't know what it is, but for some reason they're not paying attention. Now, when their life is upside down, when everything around them is upside down, when the signs of the time or whatever is going on is so apparent that it's like you can't miss this, and now when these people are terrified in their lives, they're wondering what is going on. They fit that description of they would like the mountains and the hills to fall upon them and hide them. And they don't. And there they are in the midst of these things. That's when they reach out to you that say, please help me understand. I'm terrified. I'm frightened. What is going on? That's when you have the opportunity to share with them the most important part of all this, which is a spiritual preparation. The material preparation is just so we can live long enough to finish our job of sharing the most important preparation, which is that of the kingdom of heaven. And if you have chosen, or somebody around you has chosen, you know what, I'm just not going to prepare myself to go through this stuff. I just want to go home. And if you weren't here to bear witness of the living Christ, and you could have been here, and you should have been here, but you chose to opt out, there might be some responsibility in that that you have to bear. And that's why I believe that we have been warned and forewarned, and why it is that we're told to prepare in every needful thing. We get to go home when the Lord says, you're done, you're out of here. And I don't mean that flippantly, but I mean that to put it in kind of an understanding. If the Lord says, you don't have to be here anymore, great. You know, get me out of this. But until he makes that decision for me, or until whatever it is, maybe it's purely accidental. I'm not going to try and go into that discussion, but I'm not going to choose to leave until I just have no choice but to leave. Then it is okay. Up until then, our responsibility is to be here, to bear witness, to live long enough to bear witness. That's how I think it works. So now you see how these things fit together. We have our spiritual foundation that gives us the confidence to go forward no matter what. We develop an attitude that allows us to face the future without fear, because we fill ourselves with knowledge, with understanding, with light. And both in terms of the temporal world and in terms of the spiritual world, we filled ourselves with an understanding of these things, and our attitude becomes one of, I can do this. I will be okay. I'm going to enjoy my life no matter what. I'm going to be filled with joy every second that I'm alive, and I'm going to share that joy and that light with as many people as I can. That's how it works, and in the process of preparing ourselves to do that, that's where the material things and the stuff comes in, because we do live in a temporal, physical, material world, and we are creatures of this world at the moment. That's our lives. We're really spiritual beings having a physical experience. It's not the other way around, but we're here now, so we have to deal with those things, and I believe to enjoy them and use them. Maybe I've said this before, but I've had a few people say to me, well, I just don't believe in being materialistic. I think being materialistic is wrong. Well, then take off your clothes and stop eating. You know, if you want to be non-materialistic, just go around naked and don't eat anything and prove how non-materialistic you are. And I know that's a little sarcastic, but you get the point. We need material things. So prepare yourself materially while you're preparing yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of these things tie together so you can finish your journey here in this beautiful world. I'm sitting here looking out a window at some mountains and red rocks up there and the green cedar trees and blue sky and clouds. And it's a gorgeous day. It's a wonderful day to be alive in spite of all the junk that's going on, in spite of all the terrible things that are going on. It's great to be alive. It's great to share what we know. It's great to lift people. You can only lift people to higher ground if you first stand on that higher ground. That's both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, as well as physically. That's how this thing works. That's why I have fun doing what I'm doing, why I like to travel and do presentations and lectures and classes, that I might share a little bit of what I know. And as I've emphasized before, I do not have all the answers. I have what I know and what I understand, and I enjoy sharing them. Listen to some of these other good people, many of them right here on RBN, and you'll hear programs and classes and courses by other people, and they bring in some ideas of things I haven't thought about yet or I haven't experienced yet. And so listen to them and learn from them and prepare yourself in every needful thing. Here's the idea that I have about, you know, become preparedness. I think we become preparedness by trying things. You try different things. You test yourself. You experiment, and you have fun with it. Please do not get morose over this topic. Don't get all ground up on all the terrible things. You get depressed, and you can't do anything. You get paralyzed. It's like if you're standing out in the farmyard in a bunch of manure. If you keep looking, and you're in your bare feet, and you look down at your feet, you don't want to walk in that manure. Don't look at your feet. Look at the dry ground. Look at where you're going to go to get out of that muck. Don't look at your feet. It'll paralyze you. Look ahead. Look to the future. Look where you're going. Just play with these things regularly. Make them a part of your life. Experiment and experience them, because that's how you gain the knowledge. And make it a part of your lifestyle. Preparedness is not something that you buy and put in the closet or in the basement or the trunk of your car. Preparedness is something that you do on really on an everyday basis. You go to the store and you're like, hey, there's something I haven't thought about before. I ought to try one of those and play with that. Let me see if that thing actually works. Or let me just buy an extra bag of beans. You know, I'm going to buy some more rice or something like that. And do it for all of the positive reasons in life. You don't do these things for negative reasons. You don't do them for fearful reasons. We do them for exactly what I was talking about, for your spiritual life, for your attitude, and it's by gaining knowledge so that you become a resource to people around you. And I believe that that really should be our individual calling, if you will, that we live through these things so we can reach out to the people around us and help them temporally, physically, materially, as well as attitude and psychologically, and then spiritually. That's what it's all about. That's why we do these things. And I encourage you to be a part of the solution, not contribute to the problem. Well, we'll finish with a few more thoughts before we end off this beautiful day on this, what I consider one of these exciting topics about being prepared for the future so we can face it without fear right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful day. You know, one of the reasons I enjoy this audience and audiences like this is sometimes in the past, as I've gone out in the industrial community to do, you know, some of the motivational things and some of the attitude things, or talking about emergency preparedness, some of these big companies, because unfortunately of a system right now that says you have to not offend people or you can't promote this or that. I was asked one time, you know, what's my message? And I talk about, you know, the law of provident living, you know, and its spiritual attitude. And they said, wait a minute, you can't use the word spiritual. I said, what? So, you know, you can't use spiritual. You're not here. I said, listen, if I can't even identify that, I'm not even going to come. I don't care what you're paying me. I'm not going to come because I want to identify the top of this list is that there's more to you than meets the eye, more depth of character. And they said, oh, is that all you're going to say? Well, in a general sense. I'm not here to proselyte in an area. I'm just here to identify there's more to you than meets the eye. So I love it when I'm in an audience where there's no question about being able to identify what it means and have the freedom to do that. Well, the truth about life is this. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. And I believe that our lives are supposed to be adventures. I don't mean that we go out looking for trouble. I mean things are going to happen and you can respond to it and you can look at it with an eye that says, you know what, this flat tire is just an inconvenience. This broken leg is an inconvenience. This emergency is an inconvenience. It's an adventure and I'm going to see how I handle it. I look at these things as a challenge to me to see if I'm going to walk the walk, if you will. Not just talk it, but walk it. And I believe you can do the same thing and enjoy these things that happen around you. Don't look for trouble. Don't create trouble. But when it comes and it shows up, respond to it. Don't react to it. Respond to it appropriately because you've lived a provident life by making provisions in all areas of your life such that you can face the future without fear. And even if something is inconvenient or painful or even for the moment frightening because you haven't, you know, things, I get scared periodically and then I calm down and say, no, wait a minute, how am I going to handle this situation? Oh, okay, I think about it here for a minute and it's like I know what to do because it's kind of like the time when, or it's like I did something else that's close enough to this, I can figure it out. That's why I encourage you to go play with things, have fun with things, experiment with things. Get around other people who are doing things. Not any one of us has all of the answers. I hang around other people that do things I don't know how to do yet. And I don't have time to learn all of the things you need to know about herbs and about natural healing. I use those things all the time, but I'm not an expert where I can teach those things. I go to other people and I use those things constantly. And I get benefit from them, but I don't have the depth of knowledge to teach that some other people do. So I learn from them. Get around people that know all kinds of things. Primitive living. I can live very primitively. I can live in an extremely primitive situations. Hang around people that can help you do that. Because I believe this is about us sharing with others so that we can become a self-reliant family that is interdependent within self-reliant communities. Because we need each other now, and we need each other in the future. That's what this is about. That's what preparedness in a spiritual sense, in an attitude sense, in a knowledge sense, and in a material sense, all of these things fit together so that we can handle the future. So that's what I believe this is about. Enjoy this beautiful day. Enjoy all the days that come to you. They will all be beautiful if you allow them to be, and enjoy it until you're done in this journey. That is my hope and prayer. Have a great day. We'll see you next week.